What's up, everyone? This is Anthony Pompliano. Most of you know me as Pomp. You're listening to the Pomp Podcast, simply the best podcast out there. Now let's kick this thing off.
Steve Kalafoots is the CMO, the Chief Marketing Officer at Crypto.com. In this episode, we talk about all of their sponsorship deals, including Formula One, the UFC, Serie A, and their brand new announcement that they are now going to pay $700 million for a 20-year sponsorship of the Staples Center. I really enjoyed this episode, and I hope you do as well. Before we get into the episode, though, I would love to tell you about our sponsors. First up is Crypto.com. They're helping to mainstream the crypto industry, signing major global partnerships with multiple sports, including Serie A, the Italian Football League, the UFC, and my personal favorite, Formula One. With over 10 million users around the world, Crypto.com offers an easy way to buy and sell more than 100 cryptocurrencies. You can even buy Bitcoin with as little as $1. New users enjoy 0% credit and debit card fees in their first 30 days as well. Crypto.com also pays some of the most competitive interest rates in the industry. You can find out how much you can earn by visiting Crypto.com. Crypto.com is also Visa's biggest crypto card partner. My listeners across North America, Europe, and most of APAC can apply for a slick metal card offering up to 8% back on most purchases and comes with amazing perks like 100% rebate on your Netflix, Spotify, and Amazon Prime subscriptions. Get $25 when you download the Crypto.com app today using code POMP. Again, $25 when you download the Crypto.com app today using code POMP. Go check them out, Crypto.com. Not only do they have a great URL, that's the place where mass adoption is happening. Next up is Matrixport. Have you lost your way in this low-yield environment while searching for a better store of value to beat inflation? Look no further. Invest with Matrixport to get more from your crypto with the potential for up to very high yields on certain products. Matrixport is Asia's fastest-growing digital asset platform founded by crypto veterans Jihan Wu and John Ji. With $10 plus billion in assets under management and custody, Matrixport offers one-stop crypto financial solutions, including fixed income, DeFi in one click, structured products, Cactus custody, spot OTC, and lending. You can earn a high double-digit yield with the dual currency product or opt for the lucrative potential of the new product, Range Sniper. If you hold crypto and are actively looking to do more with your precious assets, then this app is one you don't want to miss. Download the Matrixport app and enjoy a welcome offer of very high yield on fixed income for new users. You can also go to Matrixport.com or download their app. Matrixport.com or go download the app to check out Matrixport, Asia's fastest growing digital asset platform. Last but not least are my friends over at Citicoins. As you may have heard, when we had Miami Mayor Francis Suarez on the show to talk all things Miami, including his excitement for a project that's really caught my attention, Miami Coin. This is the first token to be released by Citicoins, a community-driven initiative built on top of Bitcoin. Yes, it is built on top of Bitcoin, using stacks and smart contracts. Citicoins aims to give people around the world a new way to support their favorite cities. In short, the city of Miami was given $7 million and has now grown to over $20 million and counting by private citizens to improve the city with no strings attached. A city government embracing crypto instead of fighting it was a historic event. If you want to get involved, follow them on Twitter at MineCityCoins or go to citycoins.co to join the community Discord and contribute to the movement. Citycoins.co. All right, let's get into this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this one.
Anthony Pompliano runs Pomp Investments. All views of him and the guests on his podcast are solely their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Pomp Investments. You should not treat any opinion expressed by Pomp or his guests as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of his personal opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
All right, I want to talk about a couple of different things. First, let's start with everything else you guys have done in the past, specifically around your marketing strategy and a number of these sponsorship deals that you guys are doing. Maybe we can start with the UFC deal. Kind of tell us what that deal exactly is and then why is that so attractive to you all?
Sure. So first of all, it's a 10-year partnership. If you're into UFC, I don't think you can miss us. We're UFC's first fight kit partner. So every fighter that walks into the ring and every fighter who wins puts on the shirt. This logo is right here in the middle. You see us on the mat. Every piece of gear, I think there's like 40 pieces from hats to sweatpants to the shorts to everything. The sports bras for the women, the singlets. It's a really all-encompassing partnership and one that we recently expanded to include a series of NFTs for the next few years. And it's a space where, you know, Endeavor, who owns UFC and UFC specifically, are an incredibly innovative company. They started this sport from nothing and have grown it to what continues to be one of the fastest growing sports in the world. So our partnership with them, it's 10 years long. And it's designed to continue to innovate together as we go. So you're going to see really interesting things coming from both of us in the next few months. And one of the most exciting things about it is that it's a truly global sport. It goes all year round. And, you know, from a TV viewing perspective, you know, we're getting a Super Bowl's worth of people watching the events on a monthly basis, if not a bi-weekly basis.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. And I think that to your point about it's not just like, hey, we flash our graphic up on the screen or whatever. There's actually the kits and a bunch of these different things that they hadn't done before. Another one is the F1. My brothers and I love Formula One. And when we saw this deal, we were like, wait, that's like, what are they going to do here? And then we watched one of the races, and obviously there's all of the signage and all that. But you also have come up with some pretty cool awards, like the Takeover Award and all that. Maybe describe a little bit about the Formula One deal that you guys did.
Yeah, exactly. So Formula One is another one that we're super excited about. Similar to UFC, another extremely global sport, goes on about 9 months a year. And again, not only is it a very global sport, but we get more than a Super Bowl's worth of audience that shows up for every event. And, you know, like you said, we really care about being integrated, to be additive to the experience of the viewer and to help our partners really take things forward. And so when we met with Formula One and we put the deal together, you know, we said to them, wait, but overtaking is such an amazing part of every race. It's one of the most exciting parts of every race. And the things that go into overtaking when you're driving several hundred kilometers an hour and having to take over and being behind somebody where the cars today are designed to dump air behind them. So when you're from behind, it's really hard to pass somebody. It takes a lot of strategy and it's actually quite dangerous. It lines up quite nicely with our tagline, "Fortune favors the brave." And so we came to them and said, hey, we don't just want to put our logos around. We want to really deepen our partnership and get woven into the fabric of the sport and take the sport forward. And so we're bringing a lot of focus to the Overtaker of the Year. So at every race, there's now a new ranking for the Overtaker of the Race. You may have seen last week, Lewis Hamilton, you know, was disqualified in one of the prelims, was all the way in the back and just did an incredible job, you know, to get to the front, had to overtake almost everybody. And then at the end of the year, there'll be an award, there'll be a trophy presented to the Overtaker of the Year. So we're super, super excited about it.
And when you think about the Aston Martin deal that you guys did, explain this, because this isn't necessarily a sports type deal that people would think about in that nature. What exactly are you guys doing with them?
So with Aston Martin, that was actually the first deal that we announced. We announced that in early March. You know, it was the first that we were really excited about. That kicked off, you know, what you're seeing in the whole world from all these crypto companies, right? So that was the first big sports deal that was cut. And for us, it was really putting a stake in the ground. You know, Aston Martin was coming back to Formula One after over 60 years of being away from the sport. You know, as a brand, you know, part of our job with a name like crypto.com, you know, we feel like we represent the industry, not just ourselves. And so working in a trustworthy and regulated manner in building our business is core to who we are. And when we look at our partnerships, we look for partners who can extend that. And, you know, when the opportunity came up with Aston Martin, who was, again, coming back into Formula One, we saw an opportunity to work with a brand that was refreshing itself, but that has a strong heritage and really bring that to life. And I think that really kicked off a lot of things. It made everybody look at us in the industry a bit differently. I remember when CNBC met with the CEO, when he was on TV talking about, you know, when they unveiled the car, and that's when they showed everybody that our logo is nice and big right on the side of the car. The second question was, you're working with a crypto company? And this was back in March, which feels like years ago. But that was really, it was a milestone.
Talk to me about the Matt Damon commercial. I think when people saw that, they were like, whoa, this is a whole different ball game in terms of production quality, et cetera. And part of why I want to talk to you is I think that you generally appreciate the craft of marketing. Like there's a skill set to figuring this stuff out. It's not just the ideas, but it's the execution. And I think people could really see in that commercial that was a whole different level of craftsmanship, if you will, or thought that goes into it. So what was the idea there and why Matt Damon versus me or my brothers or anybody else that you could have picked?
Well, we're coming up with other ones, so we wanted to leave space for others. Matt Damon, there aren't many people like him. And, you know, as core to who we are as a company, we've been around and we've said since day one that we're here to accelerate the world's transition to cryptocurrency. But we do need, we as an industry and everyone in crypto needs to recognize that a lot of what we do to sort of build up the industry and support the people in it is sometimes exclusive and pushes others away. You know, when crypto people call themselves degens and they call people who are not into crypto normies, you know, that's not very attractive to mainstream the industry. And so me as a CMO, I've been focusing a lot on how do we mainstream the industry? How do we invite people in? How do we start a conversation? So, you know, when you see us woven into UFC, not just another logo in the octagon, but right here on the shirt, when you see us as one of seven global partners with Formula One, you know, in, you know, showing up in a big way in the word crypto, not just our name crypto.com, but the word crypto is featured really prominently in a Formula One race. Now, you know, with what we announced last night with what's now the crypto.com arena, you know, where, you know, the Grammys will be broadcast live around the world from the crypto.com arena. The Emmys will be broadcast live from the crypto.com arena. You know, Lakers, Kings, Clippers, and all the concerts, they're all going to be at the crypto.com arena. It really puts crypto into the zeitgeist. It makes people start to talk about it and think about it. And so when we thought about, you know, our first brand campaign and introducing who we are and what we're about, there's really no one like Matt Damon. There's no one who is as globally well known as him. And we wanted to make a spot that both spoke to the crypto world in a way where anyone who's into crypto would get all the signals, and people who are not into crypto would see something for themselves as well. And so even when you look at the ending, and that, you know, Matt, who's this shaman type character, who's telling you, unraveling this truth, which is fortune favors the brave, a line that was created by the Romans thousands of years ago and has lasted the test of time. You know, he reveals at the end that he's also one of the brave ones. He's not just a storyteller. Now, for people who aren't into crypto, they might get the idea that he's going back to Mars, right? He won an Oscar for being the Martian. People who are into crypto understand the Mars reference. And we littered the spot with Easter eggs, which people on Twitter in the last few days have started to find, which I invite everybody to go check it out and check the spot out on YouTube and find them. There's actually a really special Easter egg that has a prize if you can find it.
Talk to me about the Staples Center. $700 million is a lot of money. 20 years is pretty standard for these types of deals. One, why that specific location before we get to any of the other details?
There's few venues on Earth that have as many events flowing through them and that are as globally recognized as this one, and which can be renamed, right? Like, no one's going to, you know, you could try to rename Fenway Park or MSG, but, you know, no one's going to call it anything but Fenway Park or MSG. You know, the Staples Center, you know, Staples as a business has gone the way they've gone. And, you know, the opportunity to rename it and really bring this location, this iconic place, and this incredible city, Los Angeles, into the future is something that we jumped on as soon as we could.
And when you start talking to these folks, is this a thing where you're like, you like call them up and you're just like, hey, by the way, we'd like to spend hundreds of millions of dollars with you. Do they call you? Like, walk me through, like, how does this happen? I don't think anyone understands how naming rights occur, regardless if it was this deal or another. Like, well, like, what is the process in doing this?
So in certain cases, we call people, and others, they call us. You know, we've now developed a pretty strong reputation in the market for being great partners. And that's really our focus here. I don't look at any of what we've done as sponsorships. I look at all of it and I refer to all of it as partnerships, because we're going to be in it with these people for a long time. And like I said, in regard to UFC or even F1 and, you know, many others that we've already announced, you know, it's a genuine partnership. We're working together. Our industry, you know, every month it evolves. And so we need to have partners who we can work with closely to innovate in terms of how we engage with our fans. We know crypto is going to seep into every part of our lives. And so we want to be there and work with great partners to bring it to the forefront and connect with people who are passionate about it. And so to your point on how these deals happen, again, sometimes we get calls, sometimes we do outbound calling. In this one, you know, we were brought together. There was interest in both sides, and they were interested in talking to us. We were interested in talking to them. And, you know, enough of the market knows it's a small market at the end of the day in terms of people who work on these kind of deals.
Who shoots first? Do you guys throw out a number or they do?
Usually we let people put out.
And then when they throw a number out, is this like a negotiation or is this a take it or leave it type situation in these negotiations?
It's not a fire sale. This isn't like buying a house where you have agents in between and some people use agents. We tend to work direct on all of our deals because it's about developing a relationship. Again, it's all about the relationship and the partnership begins during the negotiation. And if the negotiation goes well and if it's amicable, then we know we have a partner that, you know, when things get tough, we'll be able to rely on to work together. If the negotiation starts off bad, then it's usually something we walk away from.
Okay. And then once you start to think about the number, whatever that number ends up being, we were looking earlier, SoFi paid like $630 million for their deal of SoFi Stadium. This deal is $700 million. Do you just like stroke them a $700 million check up front? Do you pay on an annual basis? Do they invoice you? How do you get the money out of your account into their account? And like, what is the periodic payments and stuff look like?
So terms of the contract and those kind of things tend to be confidential.
All right. That's fine. I'm assuming you're not striking a $700 million check up front. If you are, then you guys are killing it. My brother Ballers. Is looking at it. My brother's like, damn, Ballers. Okay.
$700 million up front.
No. I don't think that's how it works. Right.
From your earlier conversation, I don't think we operate like the government.
Don't worry. There'd be money left over if you did that. You write the check and then they give it back.
Some back, yeah.
All right. And then the only other question I have for you is when you think about paying for these types of things, is there a conversation around them taking Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies or any of that as part of the payment? Or for the, we know teams have become interested in this. We know players have become interested in this. What about the venues themselves? Is that part of the conversation? Do you think that you guys have any influence in terms of them accepting it inside of the stadium? Like, talk to me about the integrations or the payments with like the actual Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies rather than just cash.
Sure. So, we have an awesome product called crypto.com pay that's used by thousands of vendors all around the world to accept crypto. In fact, when Time Magazine launched their ability to accept crypto for all of their products, they use crypto.com pay. Using crypto.com pay and accepting crypto for payments and letting users engage with the teams the leagues is definitely something that everybody is interested. Everybody knows it's the future. It's inevitable. And I'm not quoting Elon Musk when I say that. It is inevitable. And that's part of what, you know, a lot of people are leaning in. They want to learn more. They want to work with a trusted partner like us to help guide them on that path.
Joe, John, what questions you guys got?
Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Good. Good to be here.
Yeah, nice to see you. So I got two questions. My first would be, so you guys paid a reported $700 million for the deal over 20 years. Your token, CRO token, went up, gained about $2 billion or more in market cap this morning. Is that ever part of the conversation with you guys of like, hey, this will impact our token value? Obviously, you're looking for, you know, app downloads and all these things also. But was the token ever part of that conversation with you guys?
No, we're extremely long-term focused. We don't really look at near-term fluctuations.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then secondly is like just around what you do after these deals are done, right? Like what metrics are you guys going to be looking at? How will you track success of a partnership like this?
So number one is we look to how the fans and the communities that we engage with respond. You know, that's number one. And it's a massive responsibility for us to make sure that, you know, crypto is still a new thing. A lot of people don't understand it as you guys well know. And you guys are doing great work in terms of educating people and helping them understand what it is. So number one is making sure that the fans and the communities that we engage with, really accept it well. That's probably the biggest bar, because if we can engage with them and if we can show them that, you know, we're not just a logo in the background, but that we're an active participant and that we care about the sport or we care about the community, from there, everything goes up. But certainly, you know, we want to see our business grow. We want to see chatter about crypto growing, really the industry at large. We want to mainstream crypto. We want crypto in every wallet. And that'll be what we're tracking.
John, what questions you got?
Yeah, Steve, nice to meet you virtually, obviously. But what are you guys going after? I mean, I've seen crypto companies and crypto.com in specific go after athletes, go after venues, arenas, go after teams in specific. Like, so what do you guys focus on that note, like moving forward?
So number one is we focused on great partners, right? Great partners with passionate communities around them, right? These are brands that we're collaborating with, right? So, you know, in the case of the NBA, we worked with the Sixers, and they're just an incredible team. You know, I was in Philly, you know, at one of the games last week, and I have never been more excited watching a game. The fans are insanely passionate. And, you know, the ability to partner with a brand like that and to connect with those fans is incredible. Same thing with UFC. I mean, it, you know, I used to be a TV producer at HBO. I was there in the early 2000s and I produced live boxing there. And, it, you know, at the time, people looked down on UFC. You go to a UFC fight today. I mean, they're all sold out. The passion of the fans, you know, the number of pay-per-views that happen is just insane. And so we really focus on how to connect with those fans around their passion points and enhance their experience.
Steve, what's next? Is there anything that you guys are eyeing up or trying to kind of focus on going into 2022?
You know, we're gonna. It's continuing to mainstream crypto. It's bringing it to more and more places, raising awareness that crypto is here. You know, I mean, the big message from all of these partnerships is that we're here. You know, again, we're not just we crypto.com, but our industry, and make sure that everybody knows it's not going anywhere.
All right, I appreciate you coming on. Where can we send people to find you on the internet?
Twitter is usually the best place. You tag me in the post about this show at S. Kalifowitz. Best place to reach me. Exactly.
There's a lot of people who come on here. A lot of people who built big businesses, who have done a lot of cool stuff. I don't think we've had anyone come on here the day they announced that they're spending $700 million though on something. So I appreciate you taking some time out of your day, coming on and explaining the thought process behind it. You got a lot of fans, by the way, in LA that you guys got to get on board, because I saw them all. They were all like, "Hey, this is iconic. This is," they're freaking out. And I was like, "Yeah, real quick, it'll change though. They'll start calling it crypto.com arena before they even realize it."
That's right.
Is LeBron? Are you got, like? Can we get LeBron to do anything? Can you hook me up with LeBron to get him to come on?
I'll see if I can make some phone calls.
I appreciate the enthusiasm and positivity. All right, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care, guys. Bye. Thanks so much.